Oh shit. Oh shit. Monday, March 25th. It's a beautiful day to be alive, especially since your motherfucking hit it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh shit.
Lee, clack that fucking music. DJ, co-host, producer, the flying fucking Jew in the house. Do it, Lee. Hit it. Oh shit. Monday motherfucking morning. Wash your pussy, wash your ass, wash your helmet, do what you gotta do. You gotta go out there, there's somebody fucking waiting for you. Hit it, Lee. Oh shit. You bad motherfucker. Spark that motherfucker. The holy smoke. Welcome to the church of what's happening now. It's a beautiful fucking day to be alive. I said that already. Anyway, who gives a fuck? Get your shit together. It's great to be here. Lee Syatt, the flying Jew. 61 pounds.
62
hemorrhoid
pounds.
Free. Forget about it. Look at him.
Hemorrhoid free. I've never had hemorrhoids.
Yes, you did. You were telling me.
That's like a nightmare.
You said you had a little carrot sticking out of your asshole and you need to take care of it. You do the fruits and now you're fine.
Oh, yeah.
Now you can walk around naked.
I used to walk around naked, but now I don't. Now I can do it in front of people.
I hear you. You feel good?
I feel good. Last night was kind of a rough night for me.
I can tell in the video you look like, I'm going to quit. I'm really... Get the fuck up, cocksucker. You think the Jews fucking quit when they fought the fucking Russians that time? Over 3 fucking years? You think they walked around with... Didn't 900 Jews fight against 1,500 Russians or something?
Romans,
and they fucking held it for how long?
For a while. Like,
so what do you think? You think that they quit? We're out of carrots. Fuck no.
I didn't think it was out of carrots. I don't know. I mean, it was a rough night, but I'm feeling good.
A lot of people don't know. I know about that Jewish history.
Yeah, it's Masada.
That's right.
It's great. Yeah.
You fucking cocksuckers. So next time you're Jewish and you want to put on faggy sandals to go hang out with your friends at a coffee shop, think of what your fucking people went through. 3 years they fought the fucking Italians. Fist, karate chop, bagels, you know. Pennies to the fucking eyeballs, and there you want to walk shalom with your little fucking fake hat on. I'll fucking stab you, miserable fuck. I want a Jew like Lee. I want a dog to be like Lee. Lee's always on the move. Always.
I'm trying, man.
What's going on, Sacramento? Guys, I love you motherfuckers. If I'm going to tape my next CD, I think it might be Sacramento. We'll just fly up there.
Oh, great.
On a Wednesday night. It's a lot of people ask for you, Lee. I forgot I brought you a t-shirt. One of the guys had a t-shirt for you. Lee, over 100 people asked for you in Sacramento. So it's time
nice.
For you
Thank
to
you guys.
Quit your job and come out and put a suit on. I told you, Lee's going to put a suit on with a yarmulke and dollar bills on.
I can't wait to do that. I have
You've been smoking, Lee? What are you sitting there? Come on over. Get some fucking weed. When did you smoke? Look at you.
When you got here.
No, you didn't, cocksucker.
Roll in, talking about smoking. I smoke a fucking half a joint, and now you're yelling at me again.
Cocksucker. Let me tell you what happened.
Oh, it's not my case.
Sacramento was a lot of fun, and I always... I've been having a great time doing stand lately. Excuse me. I got to be honest with you guys. For years, I would go out and I'd have a miserable time. It was a job.
Mm-hmm.
It stopped being a job. It's a fucking adventure now. And I'm having a good time.
What changed?
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it again. You gotta really love what you do.
I think that happens with everything. Like people, I mean, I work in TV and people think it's amazing and... Looking back, if I had seen it 3 years ago, I would be like, oh shit, that's amazing. But everything, I think, turns into a job at some point.
Well, you don't want it to turn into
exactly,
a job.
Exactly, yeah.
That's what the thing is. You never want what you love to turn into a job. And it turned into a job, even going on the set. Anything I was doing turned into a job. Now I'm doing it because you guys called me out. That's what I feel like. Like these people on Twitter have called me out with the podcast. So now... I got to keep on my toes. I got to write every day. You know, on Mondays, I make my delivery to Omar for the book. You know, whether it's a paragraph or a fucking chapter. When I get out of here, I'm going to go home and clean up the paragraph and send it to him. And it's just amazing. Even stand up and meeting these people and smoking dope with you. But Sacramento is definitely off the chain. So many fucking people went. It's just amazing. Anthony Johnson, the black dude. I mean, I just saw... You know, and it's like a family. We're building a little family all over the fucking country.
Yeah.
And it really is a lot of fun. And I'm really working on my passport. I can't really wait to go to England and the UK and Ireland and fucking the Flying Jew. We're going to take this fucking part of Israel.
Oh, shit.
Fuck yeah, blow up the cliff. And we're going to shoot a little special down at that cave, the religious cave down there.
Jesus.
With a $100 bill and do 10 minutes. You follow me? That's my dream, to shoot a fucking... 10-minute special in that little cave.
Oh, God. You'd people would have heart attacks in Israel if they saw you.
No, they wouldn't. They love all that shit.
No, they love it, but I'm saying, like, just...
They love it. They fucking love it, Lee. What's going on? Where's I want to be around? It's Monday morning. Play some fucking music out of respect for you motherfuckers. As usual, this podcast is brought to you by Onnit. Go to onnit.com. Get your fucking life started today. That's what I love about Mondays. You can start all over again. So what? You ate potato chips on Sunday. Monday is another fucking day. Bro. It's another fucking day. Uh-oh. Little Tony Bennett for you. Lisa, I at Monday morning here. It's a beautiful fucking day. Register for classes. Oh, shit. Listen to that voice. Two. Pick up the pieces. Are you fucking kidding me? If I had heroin, I'd shoot it. Then I'd burn you with this e-cigarette right in the fucking eyeball. Somebody twice as smart. You're going to make it happen today. You're going to go out there. You're going to get in your car. You're going to fucking be, you know, the best you can be. And don't sit around. You're going to have to smile at people and be a fake. I'd rather you cut off the Asian in the car and be yourself. You know what I'm saying? Cut the fucking Asians off before they cut you off. And you know I love you, cocksuckers. I love you kung fu cocksuckers out there. What's up, Lee? Look at you smiling. You're back. That's why I put on fucking Steven Town and Aerosmith. Because you're back, Lee. Well, you gotta smile when you were a young kid again. Now we're gonna fucking fill up the top. We're gonna get you a little Paul McCartney head, dude. You're gonna look like the president's wife with some bangs. And it's all over. You're gonna be back slinging dick like a savage. Gotta talk about something off the bat. I saw something. I got to Sacramento Thursday night. I do a show, you know, and it's always when you have to do radio next day. Okay. Like I told you, I get up at 4:45 because I don't have to get up.
Yeah.
Do you understand me? I don't come to do the podcast. We don't have a boss. It's when I have something to do that I can't fall asleep.
Oh yeah.
Do you follow what I'm saying? So I know that you people go through that. When you have to be somewhere, I can't fall asleep.
Do you get nervous or
something happens to me? So when I don't have to be somewhere, I go to bed at fucking 9 and get up at 4 like nothing.
Yeah.
But if I gotta get up at 6, I'll sleep. You know what I'm saying? Like today I fucking couldn't wake up. I was wiped out. I ate a hash lollipop when I was in Sacramento. Some guy showed up with a fucking bag of these.
Oh my God, they were amazing.
Munchies, edibles. If you see them, fucking get them. They're made with bubble hash. And you could feel it because bubble hash stays with you. It's like taking like a little pain pill for your body. Like if you had sores, I've been doing that epileptical machine. I fucking love it, Lee. I fucking love it. It beats the fuck out of you up. Like, you get sore.
Yeah.
I had never really done it before, and I do it, like, in 20-minute increments.
Because you're moving your whole body. Yeah.
Yeah, everything hurts. But I took the hash bubble fucking lollipop, but I ate one last night when I was answering back the emails, and I got fucked up, and I passed out. And this morning, it was just I had to drink 2 cups of coffee and I had to stay in the shower an extra 10 minutes. That's why I was running late. But I want to talk about something that Thursday night I went back to the room. D'Agostino, I went to Walmart and I got waters and shit like that. I went back to my room and I was going through stuff and I put something on that I never watch, ESPN. I'm not a big ESPN guy. You know, it's okay. It's not like I was there in the beginning when I used to watch it. Now.
Yeah.
And they were showing a movie called, it was 30-30, which they're all fucking classic.
Oh, yeah.
But this one was called Survive in Advance.
Is that what you called me about last night?
Yeah, it was the Jim Valvano story. You never heard the speech or nothing? You've never seen any of that shit, Lee?
In recent years, since I've come to L.A., when he passed away, they had a big thing, like the Jimmy V cancer thing.
Right,
so
right,
I've
right.
heard of him, but I don't really know the story.
Okay. In 83, I'm a street guy straight up. I'm out of high school. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. I'm working at Boulevard Hardware in Fairview. I get pinched for my first check. I stole some checks, and I gave them to a buddy of mine. He got caught with them and ratted me out.
Really?
And they came and arrested me, and I lost my job. But when I was working there one day, this is the fucking weirdest thing. I was going to go see Pat Benatar. Pat Benatar was on tour supporting the one fucking album after Promises in the Dark and all that shit. And I went to the Meadowlands in the fucking snow to get these tickets. And as I walk in, I hear this commotion, and it's all these black dudes and a white dude, and it's North Carolina State. They were playing somewhere in that area for some Christmas tournament, and I was walking in to get tickets, and I just happened to see them, and they just came out of practice, and something stuck out in my head, something about them. I didn't know what it was. At that time in my life, I was doing a lot of fucking gambling. I was doing a lot of drugs, but I was gambling to make a living, which is never fucking good. You're gonna lose.
Oh yeah.
Like, I actually thought in my head that I was smarter than everybody else, and I was going to bet, you know, $300-$400 a week and fucking win. So every week I was minus 200, and I had to do some criminal activity. That's where all those stories go back when I go to Boulevard East and mug the fucking perverts, and we were just doing crazy shit. So it just so happened that the Redskins, I think, won the Super Bowl that year.
Okay.
In January. They beat the Miami Dolphins, the Killer Bees. I think that's the whole thing. Don't quote me on this. And they paid me that day. I won $800. And I went into the city, and I went to 174th Street. They used to have a Thai chocolate wheat thing there, this little old man. And I would go in and buy chocolate Thai wheat.
Okay.
I had a bunch of money. I usually bought 20s and 10s. This time I had $800. That was big for me. So I went in there and bought a quarter ounce. It was freezing. It was January 21st. The Super Bowl is usually January 20th in those days. January 28th. It was fucking freezing in New York. I asked the old guy, do you mind if I roll a joint in here? Because it's fucking cold. My plan was to go outside, smoke the fucking joint, walk down to like 163rd over to Broadway and take the train downtown and take the bus over back to North Bergen.
Okay.
To Port Authority. So I go in there, I roll the fucking joint. The weed's tremendous. It's chocolate Thai weed. They don't even make that shit no more. They have it down like in Miami. It's called lamb's bread from Jamaica. And I fucking go outside and I roll this fucking bone, and it's windy out. So I put the joint in the corner. You know how you put something in the corner and spark it?
Yeah.
And I feel a gun to my head, and it's a fucking mailman dressed up undercover.
Ooh.
And he goes, get on the floor. And he puts handcuffs on me. And within minutes, they pull up with these cars and they roll me over and they go in my pocket. I got fucking $700 in my pocket. They get the weed out. They ask me my name. In those days, I didn't carry fucking ID. There was no ID. The ID is me. You want my name? Fucking guess it, cocksucker. Like Jeopardy. So they threw me in fucking the thing. They asked me for my name. I told them the truth. They did like an instant fingerprinting in those days. This is 1983, and they had that shit. I had to wait like an hour for the results. They just held me in like a paddy wagon. And they said, you didn't lie. They took some of the weed and threw it on the floor and gave me a ticket. And they got me for possession and something else. And it was just a ticket in New York. It was 1983. And it was 83 because they put me on 6 months probation. I fucking... I had to go to night court.
Okay.
So from January, which after football season, to March, it's basketball. It's college basketball. April.
Yeah.
It's college basketball all the way. So I didn't know the whole story. These guys were winning. While I'm doing all my criminal activity, North Carolina's fucking winning, 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 winning. And finally going to play Houston. Houston Five Slammer Jammer with Clyde Drexler and Hakeem Olajuwon. These motherfuckers were nuts. This was like watching a pro basketball team. Everybody slam dunked. They had the best center in the fucking game at the time. Best center in the fucking game.
Who?
He was like, his name was Hakeem Olajuwon.
Oh, okay.
He was like number five when he was in college. It was Moses, you know, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and this guy was up there with the best centers, and he was in fucking college. And they're playing North Carolina State, this fucking team that's got nothing. They're a bunch of short guys, Thurl Bailey, and they fucking, North Carolina, Houston's given 9.5. That's how big of a point spread. Nobody bet. The line started at 8. It went to 9.5. Nobody bet North Carolina State. Nobody. You understand me? It was that much like you didn't see it in your future. There was not going to be. In those days, there wasn't Sports Center and shit like at bars. So you had to call sports phone. Cost you 35 fucking cents. So you had to walk around with change in your pocket. And every time you seen a payphone, and it would update it every 15 fucking minutes. So sometimes if you call back, you got the same goddamn scores.
No.
A lot of people don't know about this shit. This is way before the fucking internet. This is how old I go. You got to call up, and they'd slow down. Tonight's results in the third quarter. The Knicks against the Boston Celtics, 68-64. You would die. You waiting on the fucking phone. And I called, and the first score I get at halftime, they're beating them outright.
Houston or North Carolina?
North Carolina's beating Houston outright. Getting 8 points, beating them outright. 9.5 points, just beating them. Like by 8 or something like that. Anyway, I get back to Jersey. I run down and says, I bet fucking Houston. This is when I was out there hustling, gangbanging, whatever the fuck you want to call it, selling coke and robbing people. I bet Houston giving 9 points, and they fucking lost North Carolina. North Carolina was this dream team. Just come from behind. The best player they had got hurt. So Thursday night after the fucking show, I go back to my hotel room. I'm smoking a few numbers. I got a diet fucking coke. I'm sitting there eating fucking strawberries I bought, and this thing is on, and it's called Advance and what did I tell you it was called?
I'll have to look it up.
Succeed in Advance or something like that.
Okay.
And basically it was about Jim Valvano, and he opens up with that when he first took over the team, he would do a practice once a week where he would cut down the nets, practice winning the championship. He would cut down the nets.
Oh, shit.
So these guys, like, after a while, at first it seemed redundant, but after a while, we started to have fun doing it. And we started to believe.
Yeah.
And all Valvano did with these guys was what we do here at the church, what's happening now, is tell you, bro, that all you need to do is believe. That's it. If you sit, look at yourself, close your eyes, and go, you know what? I'm going to go in there and start selling cocks on the mail. Whatever. I'm going to go on fucking line and make YouTube videos of me yelling and screaming with a cock in my hands. I'm going to sell fucking fake cocks in the mail. Whatever the fuck you decide to do, you have to believe it first. You have to believe it's going to fucking happen. And that's what he instilled in him. And he's got a speech on ESPN that's a famous speech today. When he did the speech in whatever year, I could lie to you and tell you I watched it. It was emotional. I never saw it. I was subscribed to Reader's Digest in 94 because of the jokes they had in there. Remember the little jokes that you don't read as digests for old people?
I liked it because
you go to old people's house and it's interesting. So I would subscribe to read as digest and send my stupid jokes. And I never told nobody this. I'm telling you people on the podcast for the first time. And my jokes never made it, but they'd always have interesting stories in Reader's Digest. And I read the story. And one of the things, at one time in my life, and I've told you guys this, I was prepared to kill my ex-wife and the boyfriend because of what they did to me with the daughter.
Yeah.
And I remember a quote that he had said in there. In that speech that always stuck with me. This is why I was prepared to go to prison as a man. He goes that no matter what they do to you, they can't take away cancer, can't take away your soul, your heart, or your brain. That's what lives on forever.
Yeah, I have it. Do you want me to play? It's like a 10-minute thing. Do you want me to play it, or do you want to not do it?
Yeah, fucking play it. We got some calls. We won't play the whole thing, just a couple minutes of it. It's brilliant. It's a brilliant fucking speech.
So someone has to help him walk up the stage right now because he's so depleted.
Bro, he blows it the fuck up. He blows it up. People have watched it. We'll just listen to a few words, whatever the fuck he's got to say. But like I said, I didn't watch the speech live.
That's the lowest I've ever seen Dick Vitale since the owner of the Detroit Pistons called him in and told him he should go into broadcasting. Right? I can't tell you what an honor it is to even be mentioned the same breath with an Arthur Ashe. This is something I certainly will treasure forever. But as was said on the tape, I don't have one of those things going to cue cards, so I'm going to speak longer than anybody else has spoken tonight. That's the way it goes.
Should I skip forward a few minutes?
No, right there.
Time is very precious to me. I don't know how much I have left, and I have some things that I would like to say. Hopefully, at the end, I'll have something that will be important to other people, too. But I can't help it. Now, when I'm fighting cancer, everybody knows that. And people ask me all the time about how you go through your life and how's your day. And nothing has changed for me, as Dick said. I'm a very emotional, passionate man. I can't help it. That's being the son of Rocco and Angelina Valvano. That just comes with the territory. Right, we hug, we kiss, we love. And when people say to me, how do you get through life or each day, it's the same thing. To me, there are three things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought.
That's what happens and when you smoke dope.
Is you should have your emotions moved to tears.
Like I'm doing right now.
So joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry.
I've never heard
that's
this.
That's a full day. That's a heck of a day.
There you go.
Do that 7 days a week.
There you go, motherfuckers. That's it.
Special. And so
we laugh together. We think together, and we fucking. That's it. I can't tell you that you have to listen to this to believe this. He quotes Ralph Waldo Emerson, and he says that nothing happens without enthusiasm. You know, and that's why I get up in the mornings and I'm fucking excited. And listen, man, anybody that's rich can get up and have a great fucking face on. It's the motherfuckers like us that have to get up, you know, and fight it out. Those are the motherfuckers that are really happy. Anybody can be happy with $500,000 in the fucking bank in the 20s. It's guys like us that get up in the morning, these blue-collar motherfuckers, and we got to bang it out. A little Black Sabbath for these cocksuckers. What? Oh shit, Lee, crank that shit. And you gotta spark another joint, Lee. Hit it. Oh shit, a little Into the Void. This is where we're going today. Into the Deep. bullshit. The Black Label Society fucking smokes on this one, dude. Oh shit, get up, cocksuckers. Wash your dick, wash that helmet, wash that pussy. It's a beautiful day to be alive. It's Monday, motherfuckers. Look at Lee Syed smiling. Do it, Lee. Hit it. Spark that motherfucker, a brand new one, out of respect. Let's do this, Lee. Oh shit. The flies burns low. Everywhere is misery and woe. Huh. Lee looking good, dancing for the boys. Look at Lee. Oh shit. Wiggling over here for Uncle Joe. We gotta get another camera, Lee. People can see you wiggling, doing jumping jacks. We're gonna have a special segment from now. We're gonna get another camera. Lee's gonna stand next to me and do jumping jacks like Jack Belaine in 58. What's up, man?
So for people looking, if you just search Jimmy's 1993 SP speech, E-S-P-Y, that's how you find it.
You're going, Joey, you're fucking corny showing us that shit. You know what? Fuck you, bitch. All I'm trying to do is let you know you can do whatever the fuck you want to do. Whatever the fuck you want to do, you can do it. It's Monday. Put your mind to it. Write it the fuck down. Today, I'm going to stab somebody. You go out there and you're I'm going to eat this lollipop out of respect for you. I got one last one left. I don't give a fuck. I got to meet somebody for coffee. I got to work out and I got to hang out with my wife today. That's it. I got to write. I got to send Omar's book proposal. I got shit going on, but I don't. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm trying to say.
So I got a weird question for you. Well, not weird, but I read it a couple of days ago that Ronda Rousey is going to be the Ultimate Fighter coach.
Right.
And when I ask this question, she's amazing. This is not that she's not amazing.
Right.
But she's had one fight. She was a champ before that, and now she's already a coach. Is it going too fast?
What are you going to do?
Like, it seems like with all sports, people have, like, one good game or something, and now they're, like, the world champions, and they're amazing, and I don't know. It just seems like it's like, Jesus Christ, she just came out.
You got to do what you got to do. We're impressed with shit right off the bat in this country now. Somebody does one fucking thing, and we're jumping up and fucking down. That's why I love Justin Timberlake. Because that motherfucker could do it all.
I didn't know you liked him.
I mean, it's not like I hang out with him. I got a poster on my fucking wall. You know what I'm saying? I'm just, it's funny. Yesterday, I flew back from Sacramento, and there was these two chicks on there. And you could see they were fucking single. They were a little on the chubby side. I'm not saying the chubby chicks are single. I'm just saying these two morons. And listening to the conversation on the train, to the shuttle, to the plane, and then behind them, you could see why they were fucking single. But they sat down. They both had to be 40. And the one girl goes, "Ooh, if you want, I have Justin Bieber and something else I'm listening to." And it was like two fucking kids. And I'm like, no wonder these fucking chicks are single. They still think they're in fucking high school. Yeah. Some shit. Get it together. Wash that pussy. Shave it. Get out there. The one put flip-flops on, had feet bigger than mine. Put boots on. If your feet are bigger than a 7, put boots on, ladies. Don't fucking put those planks in fucking flip-flops and show people that, you know, we could float on those fucking things if the world gets taken over by water. Unbelievable, these fucking women trying to get a boyfriend with flip-flops on, the toes all hard and shit. Crusty. You ever chick rub that big dry toe on your leg, Lee?
The dryness isn't what gets me. Is the cold feet that freaks me out at night. It doesn't. I mean, it's like
cold feet. Is that what you're worrying about?
I'm not worried about it, but
I don't care if the feet are fucking ice cold. As long as that monkey's warm, that's all that matters. You understand? You like that warm monkey, Lee?
Of course I do.
A little hot fudge on it. No. You put hot fudge on a chick's fucking monkey?
No.
Never, that's the problem, Lee. But you got a fucking hot fudge son to eat 16 of them at McDonald's. Cock,
that I don't need hot
fudge. Don't fucking lie to me. I seen those hot fudge
sundaes. I'll eat the cheeseburgers, but not the sundaes.
You're not going to McDonald's ever again.
I know, so. You yelled it. I'm not going anywhere.
I know that's what you're thinking about. I know so how you
it's
think.
It's 5 weeks tomorrow, and you're saying I'm going to go get in 15 pounds of cheeseburgers tomorrow.
You know, I love you to death. We all care for you at the church of what's happening now. So, and I know I can see it in your eyes when you make the video. You're like, I can't wait to get a double whopper. Whatever
I never
the fuck
said
it is
that.
And you didn't say it. I could see it in your fucking eyeballs. It don't take a swami to fucking tell you what you're thinking about. You're not thinking, what's the first thing you're going to eat?
The first thing I'm going to get is a barbecue chicken salad at California Pizza Kitchen.
Oh, Jesus fucking Christ.
What?
Are you? That's what you're giving up your sobriety for?
It's a salad.
California, a barbecue chicken salad from fucking California. That's the worst food in North America.
What's
that's
wrong
just
with that?
Who owns that shit? It's a division of McDonald's. It's like that other fucking Mexican place that all these fucking wasps
Chipotle.
Are in there. Yeah, jumping up and down. That's McDonald beef.
I have to get a fucking
that's somebody's cat. That's somebody's fucking cat. No salad. You know what a salad is?
What?
A salad, not a barbecue chicken salad.
I can't put a little chicken on it?
No, not a barbecue chicken from whatever. They put sugar in their shit. Did you see the other day that there was an article that a McDonald's salad has as many calories or as much? Did you see that?
Oh, yeah, yeah, with the dressing.
Don't eat the salad. That's not a salad, dog. There's no barbecue. Nobody fucking ever had a barbecue. It's like barbecue chicken pizza. Who fucking invented that?
I don't want to eat that.
Some white dude from fucking Culver City. I ain't doing that shit. I ain't going for it. That's what you're giving up. Listen, if you're going to cheat on your wife, you're going to cheat on her with a chick who's 21 and's got that butter skin. Her pussy smells like fucking flowers and her asshole smells like fucking fireworks. Like firecrackers. And that asshole smells like gunpowder. You follow me? You're going to go for the best. So, again, what's the first thing you're going
to
eat, Lee?
Well, I have to start off with a super salad. So I was going to start off with like a
How about you go to Big Tony's right down the corner on Coldwater and Riverside, right there by Rouse.
Yeah.
And you get the chicken breast nice on the grill, and they give you a nice spinach salad with a lemon vinaigrette. You follow me? With nice fresh tomatoes, you put some salt and pepper on those fucking tomatoes.
Yeah.
You follow me? $8. You want to give that up for California Pizza Kitchen.
It's a salad.
It's not a salad. It's a sweet salad with sugar. This is what I'm saying. This is what they're going to tell you at Weight Watchers. When you look at that book and see how many points... So that's not a salad. This is what we're discussing.
Mm-hmm.
This is what we're saying. Look at you like, I make you chicken salad. What's in it?
I'll tell you in a second. They've got a call coming in.
Oh, shit. Who's this on the phone?
What do you say?
Oh, shit. It's my main man, the fucking flying Puerto Rican, Mick Benacourt. What's happening, beautiful?
Don't deny my Irishness.
I hear you. It's around St. Paddy's time. It's funny, Mick, the other day, I told you about a year ago, I was in a hotel room, and I watched the Law & Order SVU that you had written or line directed or whatever the fuck you had done in your name. It was one of the best things I've ever seen on television about them. The army chick that left the thing, and one of the soldiers came back, and they thought it was him that killed the chick, and it was fucking amazing. And the other day, I'm on a line, and I see that, what's her name, who does the podcast with Felicia?
Danny
Stewart wrote that she was homesick. Yeah. Did you see that tweet that she wrote? I was homesick and I was watching Law & Order and fucking Mick Benacourt's a bad motherfucker. So I said, we got to get Mick back on the podcast. How you doing, buddy? I know you don't have that much time today. How are you?
I'm good, man. I'm happy to be up this early and happy to pop on the podcast and say hello.
Are you an early guy? You have children, so you got to be up early, correct?
Yeah, you know what? They're actually going out of town. They're going to Chicago for a week for Easter, so I'm going to miss the Bambinos for a little bit, but a week to get the house back in order.
My wife is leaving Thursday also. I have free reign for a fucking week, too.
Let's go get some steaks.
Absolutely. See, we're going to go get some steaks. See what I'm saying? Nobody said a salad from California fucking Pizza Kitchen. The fuck is wrong with these kids? That's not a salad. That's the only place that had Thai fucking barbecue pizza. Who the fuck put together Thai barbecue? There's not a Guinea in fucking Sicily that's going, who fucking invented Thai barbecue pizza with pineapple and ranch dressing on it? And these white kids are jumping up and fucking down, you cocksuckers. Get it together.
I think that pizza has actually killed more Italians.
God.
Throw themselves off the fucking cliffs of the Amalfi Coast.
Let me tell you something.
Defiance.
You know when you fly southwest out of LAX, you go downstairs, they have the Jamba Juice or one of those fucking juices, and that's what they got, California pizza. And every time I would go there and I'd meet Joe, he'd always be eating that shit. And one day I tasted that pizza, and I couldn't believe how fucking bad it was. And how all these fucking waspy motherfuckers are standing around talking about their calendars and what they're going to do on their iPhones. I felt like machine gunning all these motherfuckers. Because that's the best thing you could do with these dumb fucks. California Pizza Kitchen, you nasty motherfuckers. I wouldn't want to smell your asshole the next day. Anyway, brother... Did you see that thing with Jim Valvano on ESPN? Did you happen to watch that?
Oh, yeah, the 30 for 30. North Carolina State.
Yeah, when he was talking about that, he'd make him cut the nets down once a week to practice. And they asked Derb Bailey, you know, what did you think about it? He goes, it was kind of redundant, but after a while we enjoyed it, and you start believing that you could, this is going to happen, you know? And we were talking about belief, and that story you told me at coffee one day about how you got into writing, I left there and my head blew up, but I knew it was possible. because we always look at things and we go, we can never reach for that. And all of a sudden a situation happens and there we are. Tell the story, Nick, for me so these motherfuckers know.
Well, that's a very powerful 30 by 32 where he said his father's belief in him, where he said, my bags are packed, my bags are packed. And he just, you know, then he believed that he could actually win the NCAA championship. I thought it was amazing. But I agree with you. You know, you get the self-doubt in you. I don't know if it's a byproduct of real city Catholicism or what. You know, you and I both came from kind of fucked up houses, and you get the self-doubt. And I was out here. I was broke. I had no money. I knew I had something. I knew I could do something, be a writer. I've been writing since second grade. My own shit, you know, notebooks. I'd go to the Walgreens and I'd buy remember the spiral notebooks with the metal shit running down the side?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, so I'd write in that. And but I didn't know a writer. You know, I didn't know what it meant to be a writer or how you would even go about it. And so being out here, you see guys write for TV, you realize that scripts are written. And my agent at the time said, you have to write a spec script. And I said, well, what is that? She said, it's a episode of television. So you pick an episode of TV like Law and Order or whatever you want. If it's a comedy, write a comedy. If it's a drama, write a drama. So I said, well, what's an edgy drama? She goes, The Shield. So I said, okay, I'll write one of those. And at the time, I had never seen an episode of The Shield. So I went over to Fry's and I bought the DVD set of the last season of The Shield. And I watched the last three episodes. And I thought, shit, how am I going to... I couldn't get a hold of an actual S.H.I.E.L.D. script. But then in the very end of the DVD thing was a DVD special feature that said, In the Writer's Room. So I click on that, and there's the guy, Sean Ryan, who created the show. He's sitting in the writer's room, but behind him is a giant corkboard with index cards. And I go, what the fuck is that? And it said, I think it said, like, episode 7. It said teaser on the cards on the top of the board. Teaser, act one, act two, all the way. And then it had cards underneath it. So I hit pause on the DVD player, and I look, and I realized that that's how he had broken out an episode. So I went and I got a legal pad, and I drew squares on the legal pad, and I numbered the cards based on the what was on the TV, and I just wrote my episode in that format. Because, you know, at that time I was working at Starbucks. I didn't have time for school. I had a 2-year-old son, and I was on the grind. And I'm like, you know what? If they're not going to fucking let me in, I'm going to find a way in. I'm not giving up. I'll tell you, Joe, I'm not fucking giving up. They're going to have to kill me because I'm going after it. And that's what I did. I bought a $14 DVD box set at Fry's, and I wrote an episode of television, and that's how I got hired on. Actually, that's the script that got me hired on Law & Order SVU.
So there you fucking have it, cocksuckers. When you're scared of doing something, Mick Benacourt comes to the fucking rescue. You understand me? I love that story.
You gotta go at it.
Mick, when you told me that, I went home and I couldn't put my... And it's funny because the other day I was... you also came on the movie this year. And you told me that fucking story. I couldn't believe that either.
Yeah, I did a little piece on Gangster Squad, which was... it was such a great experience.
And it's amazing while you're sitting there, your head's blowing up, correct?
It's incredible because... You know, when guys move out, you know, like I try to help. I was a Teamster back in Chicago. When guys come out that are particularly come from a blue-collar background or a very poor background, those are my guys. I'm always going to meet you. I'm always going to get coffee with you, and I'm always going to help you, guaranteed, 100% of the time. And you're going to deal with fear. You're going to deal with self-doubt. You're going to deal with a weird form of envy because, like you said, with California Pizza Kitchen, none of it's going to make sense. So how do you move forward? Well, what's in my control? What can I do? Well, I can go out and I can buy a DVD set of Fry's. How can I move my pieces forward? I go out, I don't have enough for a computer. Well, go buy a fucking notebook and buy a pen. Keep writing. You want to be an actor? Go out and act. Anything you can act in. Doesn't matter. Shitty plays, horrible short films. There's people doing shit. Become a part of it. Get out of your head. Out of your head and into action. Don't fuck around and don't listen to yourself. Go after your dream, but it requires work. No talk, just work.
You know, it's funny, Mick. I was sitting waiting for the plane yesterday, and I was going through my bag, a little travel bag, and I found Sides from some TV show I had done, you know, Kicking It. It's a kid's show.
Oh, yeah.
And I was sitting there, Nick, and I'm thinking to myself, that's fucking amazing that... And what led to that was I was talking to a buddy of mine at the airport. He called me from Jersey. And he said he saw me in some movie or some of his friends on some DVD. And he goes, you know, It's so weird that you always liked movies. Since I came from Cuba, Nick, when you can't speak the language, that's how we learned to speak. A lot of people don't know that. I learned to fucking speak the language by watching movies and acting out Dick Van Dyke. That's who I wanted to be, Nick. Mick, Dick Van Dyke. Can you believe that? In 1968, I thought Dick Van Dyke was fucking God. I'd watch him.
He's still the shit.
He's still the fucking shit. And years later, I ended up doing a movie with him, and I couldn't look at him. I kept crying. And he asked me, what was the matter? Did I have a loss in the family? I go, no, I can't look at you because it reminds me of coming from Cuba and being a little boy and watching your TV, and you were everything to me. So it's weird that I'm in this business now, Mick.
Wow.
I actually get booked in this business. And you know what's weird? In 87, right before I got locked up, I had a roommate who had a friend out here. You know those people in Chicago that you meet that have a friend out here? They're a cameraman on the show.
And oh, You think that's going to be a magic
yes.
in the show business?
Yeah, like that guy's going to get me, and he's going to tape me, and one of his friends is going to see me at a bar, and I'm going to fucking be a TV guy. And I remember actually calling him up and going to coffee with him. He lived like in Boulder somewhere, but he would come out for 6 months and shoot like some stupid fucking show. And him, like, you know, telling me all this shit. You have to go to acting class. And coming out here and getting on a movie and seeing that in reality how hard it was really how easy it was. It's very easy to get on a movie. But back then, I thought it was like going to the fucking moon, Mick.
Yeah.
Like, if I see a...
Well, it's weird. I think some people possess talent, and the talent will open a door. But they'll kick you out if the discipline isn't there. Like, if you, like, and of course, there's always exceptions to the rule. And I think those exceptions are what bring more people here than anything to L.A. But the talent needs discipline. If the discipline isn't there, those are the guys you watch fade away. They hit a little bit. They'll do a movie, tiny part, and then that's it. Because they don't have the discipline to take the ride on the rocks, you know? Because you're going to get crashed on the rocks. You know
oh,
that.
Fuck yeah. That's the journey. That's the whole fucking patois.
How do you deal with failure? Do you fucking cut and run, or do you man up, learn from it, stand back up, dust yourself off, and go, all right, round two?
For my first 8 years, I dealt with it with a fucking gram of blow and a gallon of water and a couple of joints. Now I just inhale it on a solo, like a doctor. Like it's like walking around with no undies on, commando. Fuck it. Like, you don't want to suck my dick? That's fine. I'll jerk off in the fucking corner.
That's science, but you're bringing science to the game. That's a very scientific approach.
That is. What are you going to do? We'll law percentages. Listen, man, I read that article about your boy. What's the actor that was really big? He did the movie Walking Alone. He did, like, Fast and Furious. Remember women liked him? He was hot.
Oh, Paul Walker?
No, the other guy opposite him. He played the cop.
Vin Diesel.
Vin Diesel. Vin Diesel said something once. Yeah. He goes, when I got here, I moved here with 8 buddies. And after 3 years, I was down to 5 buddies. And after 5 years, I was down to 2 buddies. And after 8 years, I was down to 1 buddy. And after 10 years, I fucking made it.
Yeah.
And nobody was left. And sometimes I believe just sticking it out. You know, and success isn't being fucking rich or having a limo or having some Chinese guy in a rickshaw drive you around town. That's what these fucking people. Success for guys like you and me is just being here, Mick. Because we know where we were at one time in our lives. We know how dark it can get. We know We know that fuck you and your motherfucker. I'll get a gun right now and I'll make it happen on a daily. You and I both know that. That's always in the corner of our hearts. That I could still go down, get a fucking gun and some new chucks, and I can make it happen, Doug.
Well, that was the hardest thing when I was up against the wall when my son was 2. And, you know, I didn't move out here to throw out garbage bags of coffee grinds at Starbucks. You know, that wasn't my dream scenario. And my mind started to go to that dark place, and I thought, there's kids involved now. I'm not going to fuck around. What am I going to look at my son and go, I know you're hungry, but Dad wants to be an actor. Like, I can't. That's not who I am. And that's where it got hard, and that's where it got dark. And it was, you know, I was right on that precipice of where you're going to go one way or the other. And I just, I took the high road, and I stayed out of trouble. And things changed, you know, because if I go down that road, at this age, I can't come back.
Oh, I'll never come back.
Then I'm going to do that. You know, my mother went to jail for robbing a bank. I don't have fucking time for that. I can't do that to my kids, you know?
Your mom went to jail for robbing a bank. Classic. It's like talking to myself.
It's like, I can't, yeah.
My mother stabbed a guy in Cuba.
Well, you get it, but
My mother had an alias. What the fuck? So I'll see you later on. What do you got going on right now, Mike?
I'm working on a show called Necessary Roughness on the USA Network.
Hey, there was a part on there for me last week as a coach. A high school coach or something, maybe recur or something. There was, because my agent called me and he goes, I just submitted you. I don't know if they're going to put you on, so keep your eyes
open. I was on script.
I forgot all about it, brother. I forgot.
Call me with that. You know the deal. Fucking text me or call me.
I forgot all about it. I just remembered now that he called me. He goes, I just put you in for a script as a coach. It might recur or something. Who the fuck knows?
All right, well, I'm heading in there this afternoon. Well, I'll be in there at 10, so I'll take a look.
I'll see you at 8.
Yeah, I'll see you in a couple hours.
And what else you got going on? You want to talk about the other thing, or?
Yeah, April 6th, 10:30 p.m. at Radford Hall in Van Nuys, just off the corner of Woodman and Victory, is our 50th show. Radford Hall has a bunch of meetings supporting the sober community. Doors open at 6 in the morning. They close at 11:30 at night. The show's at 10:30. Tickets are only $5. And it's going to be an amazing show. So if you get a chance and you're looking for a fun night out, Saturday, April 6th, 10:30 p.m., Radford Hall in Van Nuys. I'd love to see you guys out there.
All right. I love you, Mick. Thank you for... That's a great story. I'll never forget, and that's why I wanted to pass it on to these fucking people.
My pleasure, man. I'll come by anytime and say hey.
All right, bro. I'll see you at 8. Thank you. Stay black.
I'll see you.
Is that a comedy show?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Right,
okay.
By your house there. See, you go mingle and shit, tell people you're Lisa Hyatt. It's funny, when I got in here today, Lee said that we got a lot of great comments on the Connor Hewn podcast.
Yeah.
And let's get something straight, people. I've had criminals on here. I was going to have a gangsta on today, Kenji, and he couldn't make it today, so we had to switch him around. I've had gangsters on here. I've had touts on here. You know, I've had comedians on here. The people that you react to the most for some reason are health people. And number two, anybody who talks about fucking fear, you people go bananas. I got 30 emails. I got 22 emails on my Facebook. I got, you know, another 10 tweets about it. 16 fucking emails on my tweet. People, we're all fucking scared, okay? And we're all in this together. You have nothing to be scared about. Life doesn't have a gun. People have guns. Life doesn't have a gun. Life's not going to fucking kill you or shoot you for fucking trying. Seriously. I get anxiety out the ass. Lee, you get anxiety sometimes?
All the time.
Like thinking about shit. Jesus Christ. When I was Lee's age, I had ulcers. And I would shit, and then a little blood would drip out.
Ugh.
Not come out on this shit like a wallpaper, like a poster on the wall, but it would drip from my ulcer. And they put me on some medication. I was thinking too much. Don't think about fucking nothing. You want to be on fucking TV? Go for it. You want to sew clothes and be a men's designer? Go for it. But you want to fucking lay carpet? It's your passion. You know what my passion is, Lee? Fuck all this stand up and talking to people. I want to coach. I want to coach kids. I want to be around kids. You know what my other passion was, Lee? I wanted to be a bricklayer.
That was a passion?
Oh, shit. Fucking still to this day, I look at bricks. And I go, what the fuck am I doing with my life? I want to be a brick. But you know what stopped me, Lee? I was fucking scared. This shit I wasn't scared for because it came natural to me. I was scared. I would get really good as a hard carry and stop. You know what else I like? I love being an electrician. I loved wiring the fucking boards from the pole. I loved all that shit, Lee. But I was scared to, because I knew I would fuck it up, or I'd burn somebody's house down. Or, you know, fear stopped me from so many fucking things. By the time I got into comedy, I wasn't scared anymore. I knew one thing about comedy. By the time I'd gotten into comedy at 28, I knew one thing about life at that point. I always thought that everything came easy. You do something for 2 weeks, and boom. Right fucking there. That's how I thought. I ain't gonna lie to nobody. When I got into comedy, I knew one thing. I knew that I didn't want to go back to prison.
Mm-hmm.
So I knew that part of my life. I didn't want to do deep crime. And I knew that if I got into comedy, I had to work at it because this was my last chance. I knew that when I was 28 years old. I was 28, Lee.
Yeah.
I was 28. People are confused at 22. At 24 right now, you're an editor, but it's not really what you want to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you do it for a living, and you'd make it fun, and you'd make it work for you. But you want to do other things, and you're doing them. But fear would stop some people.
It's crazy how you're more scared of being an electrician than being a comedian, because the podcast on Wednesday is a little different because I'm not doing it as a stand-up. But being a stand-up in front of people terrifies me. Like, I could never do that.
Well, you know, like I said to you, I remember months ago you came to me, you go, I want to do it. And I said, Lee, I want you to get your chops up. And Lee, you've really got your chops up on this podcast. It's hard to believe you're an editor. You're usually looking at a computer, sitting there like a fucking Momo, cutting and going back and cutting and going back in your room. And what amazes me about you is you don't even get high and do it.
Oh, yeah.
For me to do that type of shit, I got to smoke 55 joints just to sit there and go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth. It's a fucking nightmare. But somebody's got to do it. But please, people, you know, I love it that you guys react to the weird. I talked about fear one time on a podcast. They made videos about it. So that tells me that people are fucking scared. And you know what? Dog, like I said, I was so scared. I didn't do shit till I was 28. I was hiding at college, selling fucking cars, and I wouldn't even do that correctly. I was always fourth or fifth on the board, and between you and me, I was the best salesman on that fucking floor.
Yeah.
If I was me. But I was always scared. I was always scared to reach because deep in my heart, I knew I was a piece of shit. Well, eventually, you gotta fucking talk yourself out of that shit and just go for it. So, If you're scared, you know what? We're all fucking scared. Just do me a favor and go. What you got in musically? What do you got for me here? You ain't smoking dope. You ain't doing. Where's your roommate, Lee? She ain't coming in to get a bra. People wanna see her more on the show. We're gonna put a camera here so she can come in and dance in the morning for us. One quick fucking song, and then we're off and running.
Oh, shit.
Oh, fuck, Lee. You took me deep with this one. I'm gonna have to fucking. Oh shit, it's Monday. Wash that pussy, motherfuckers. Go out there and get what the hell you want to do. Oh shit, what, Lee? Oh. You talking about shout outs, Lee? Oh shit. Jesus Limone. Barkley and Bend, Oregon. Mark Julando. Riley Berup. I love you, motherfucker. Lou Greco, you bad cocksucker. Jamaica Queens Death Squad. And Robert Garza. We're here with you, motherfuckers. Oh, shit. Yorker side, and you know how the song goes. In the back, sipping purple chongos. Don't look for trouble, but it all. What do you think about that, Lee? Let me see you wiggle, Uncle Joe. Let me see a little wiggle. You're 50 pounds lighter, Lee. Let's
60 pounds.
60 pounds lighter. Like that with your fingers. Oh, shit, Lee. Like that with your hands.
Glide spirit
that.
Fingers?
Oh, shit. Oh, shit. Like this. Oh, shit. Look at you.
I got a pass it.
Oh, shit, Lee. Hey, West. Back to the hotel. Kick it, Lee. Put that on loud, Lee. Get up, motherfuckers. It's Monday, March 25th. Wash that pussy. Taxes are due in 3 weeks, cocksuckers. Get your W-9s. Go down to H&R Block. Get a fucking return. Go to Honor.com. Get your life started. Buy a fucking sneakers. Go run. Do something today. Hit it, Lee. At the telly, folks is doing pipe work. Johnny Z had his hand up on mini skirt. The latte in the corner started to flirt. You want some of this roach? It's on fire, Lee.
No, I had enough. Oh, shit.
What do you mean you had enough?
I had enough. We had like your fucking fourth joint this morning.
Lee, what are you talking about, Lee? Why are you?
What do you mean, what am I talking about?
I bring you the best of the best of the best. This one batch of weed, people were bringing back because it was too strong.
You can bring it back? Wellness.
Yeah, the people were like bringing it back. It was too strong.
Oh, shit.
And you over here, you don't want to smoke it. It's clean, isn't it? Look at it. It's clean. It's stony. It's clean.
Oh, it's great.
But
I'm not. I haven't been smoking for 30 years. Like, if I smoke anymore, I'm gonna go crazy.
So when's your first fucking comeback to eat tour? What are you gonna do? What we're gonna do is
I have 11 days left, okay, or 10 days left.
And then what happens in 10 days?
I'm starting off with salad and soup or something like that for 2 days.
No, me and you are going to fucking Morty's and we're gonna get a What's steak that? And a salad.
I can't. My stomach will explode.
That's okay. We'll explode right there. Go get you a nice lobster.
I don't like lobster.
Whoa. What type of fucking Jew do you don't like? I know Jews that got million lobsters in their freezer. They hold it like cougar rams. Do you know that shit?
I like crab. They got shrimp.
I got a fucking Jew friend in Jersey that's holding on to 2,000 lobsters pre-fucking oil spill. He says these things are fucking mint.
Oh, jeez.
He's holding them like cougar rams. I got Jews that hold on to lobster tails like cougar rams. They go up in value. The ones with no fucking Katrina oil on them and all that shit. Whatever the fuck those lobster tails. I got a fucking clam. It had like a fucking oil valve in it the other day. Jesus. Shit, fuck that shit. But I got, how don't you like lobster?
I'll have to try it again. When I was younger, I didn't like it.
This
is what
we're
going
to do. You like
shrimp? Oh, I love shrimp.
Okay, this is what we're going to do. For your first meal, you're going to come over to the house. We're going to get stoned.
Okay.
We're going to get the fucking bloggy. And we're going to go down to Marty fucking whatever, Morton's, and get a nice salad.
Okay.
And we're going to get some fucking...
I could eat 30 pounds of shrimp. I love shrimp.
What's happening now, Marty. We got a shrimp cocktail for you with some horseradish, all right?
Oh.
So we're done. That's your first meal. No fucking salad from California Pizza King.
I'm not going to eat the pizza either.
That shit's over. No, listen. It's over. It's over. No more California pizza either. That's it. It's over.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm not going. Right. But my friends from work wanted to take me out like a few days later when I could eat. Guess where they wanted to take me to get wings? Hooters.
This is what I'm talking about.
I just want to see your face.
This is what I'm talking about. You got fucking terrible friends. You got to stab these people. Hooters to see chicks with stockings on that don't want to show you their fucking titties. They want to go, hi, welcome to Hooters. Show me those fucking tits, you fucking filthy animal. Show me that monkey. Look at you, Lee. You're fucking stoned and shit. What am I going to do with you?
I don't know.
What the fuck am I going to do with you, Lee? No Hooters, no none. We're going to Honey Morton's right there in Burbank.
Okay.
We're going to go in there for lunch. We're going to valet park like doctors. We're going to go in there. I'm going to get a little lobster bisque. I'm going to get a little steak. I'm going to have that blue cheese salad with the crumbles of tomatoes and shit.
Oh, the wedge salad?
Yep. Yeah. You're going to get a wedge salad with a nice shrimp cocktail and you see where you're at.
Holy shit, that sounds amazing.
I'll bring a joint. We'll go outside. We'll hit it. We'll come back and then you decide. You want a fucking steak on a stick? Drop that motherfucker.
Oh, I'd love a steak right now.
We'll get some church of what's happening now money for you. Or we'll just get the steak and you bring it home to go. So you're good for the first day. You got to take care of yourself, Lee. You did a major fucking thing. You did a major thing that most people can't do. How many days? 60 you're going to go, right?
Well, I'll get to like 42.
42 days?
Yeah.
Now you got to go for 85 like fucking Moses.
I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it for another 30 once my mom leaves.
So once you're going to do 40. So we'll do this. You call me. You go, listen, I'm going to go back to eat Monday. We'll make the reservations at Artie Morton's. We'll go right to Artie Morton's, 12 o'clock. Nice fucking shrimp. Real shrimp.
Oh, I love shrimp cocktail.
Pre-Katrina, pre-oil spill, pre-Puerto Rican, pre-Cuban, fucking dumping garbage out there when they fucking swim back, those greasy fucking Cubans. So we're going to go get you a nice steak, a nice shrimp cocktail. Nice, like doctors. No fucking, stop that shit, dog. Stop it. We're going to go to the fucking farmer's market, get you some nice apples.
Okay.
Some oranges, you know what I'm saying? Some pears. You don't go to the farmer's market on Lower Canyon on Sundays. You got to go to the farmer's market. See some hot chicks with tattoos. They're walking around with their kids and a nice chick with tattoos. Don't you want a girl with a tattoo?
It doesn't matter to me.
You got to get, where's Rosie? It's over?
No, she's in Boston.
Oh, you talk to her lately?
Yeah.
You're still in love? You're still holding hands, you and Rosie.
I can't hold my Rosie. Can't hold hands with her. She's in Boston.
So she's coming out in June to visit you to give you a little stomach ache.
We'll find out.
You're going to be 90 pounds lighter. You're going to be doing fucking somersault diving into that fucking pussy.
My goal is to by July to be down 100 pounds. When my birthday.
100 pounds flat?
Yeah.
You want to be 100 pounds?
Yeah. Because I'm down 62.
Okay.
And I have until July 20th. To lose another 40, 35, something like that.
Oh, shit. So you're 135 right now?
What?
You're 135 pounds right now.
I wish.
That's what I was going to say. So you want to weigh 100?
No, I want to lose 100 pounds.
100 more pounds. You're going to juice? You're going to do jumping jacks? What's your plan of attack, Lee?
Weight Watchers, because I can't. This juice thing has been tough. The past couple weeks has been tough, but
You're stuck with it.
Oh, yeah. I've stuck with it.
It's
I
like
haven't
a
gone
black
off
dick. You're stuck with it. You put it up your ass and you're wiggling. You're not crying. You're not tapping out. I can't do it. You're fucking sitting on it and you're taking it like a man.
Yeah. So, yeah, just the Weight Watchers. And then my plan is to juice for breakfast because I don't really. That was my biggest problem is I never really
I'm
ate
gonna
breakfast.
I'm going to buy a juicer. Did I tell you?
Oh, really?
Buy a juice. I don't know if I'm gonna make the kale, but I want to make fruit juices in the morning.
It's good. It's
I love it. I love it. Yeah. A little watermelon, a little cantaloupe. That shit's good.
I've never had watermelon.
Yeah, it's still you don't go. That's because you don't go to the fucking farmer's market. You got these Mexicans at the left. Oh, shit. Who's this?
Hey, how are you, baby? Okay?
Oh, shit. Look who it is. My brother, Vinny Boom Boom Curto. What's happening, baby?
What's going on, buddy?
I'm nothing. You sound good for 7 in the morning. You do a couple jumping jacks already?
Yeah, I took the dogs out for a quick sprint.
How old are you now, Vinny?
I'm 57.
And you're still in tremendous shape. You retired a world champion. You're a fucking savage.
Yeah.
You sound great. I had you call in today because Vinny's doing a live podcast with us. For you people who don't know, he did Beauty and the Beast with myself and Felicia and hit it out of the fucking park. I looked at Beauty and the Beast about a month ago, and his episode was 100,000 more hits than anybody else's, Vinny.
Seriously?
Yeah. You have a beautiful story. You have a TV show coming out, I guess, or you're working on one?
We're working on one called Fifth Street.
Fifth Street, about the gym in Miami where you trained. And what's been going on, Papa? Talk to me.
Well, I'm working with my manager. He lives in New Jersey, and we're on the phone most of the day. And after this show, I'll probably be on the phone with him for 2 hours. And we're trying to put it all together. He's the only one in this world that got me. He read my stuff. He really got what I was trying to say. He knows about my life. He knows about he got to all the right people, from what I understand.
All right, so hopefully we'll be seeing you on the show. But most important, I mean, for people to know about Vinny Curto, first time I even knew about fucking Vinny, I seen him on Miami Vice. He was Bruce Willis's bodyguard on one of the early episodes. Then I seen him on one of my favorite movies of all time, 29th Street, and favorite still to this day. And then I met him at the Comedy Store, and we're brothers, fucking 15. He got me my first audition out on his feet. I mean, Vinny's in the... I've watched the tapes. I've had him on the podcast, and I break his balls. I love you, Vinny. You know that, right?
Yeah. Same here, okay?
You're half Cuban. You got the Cuban blood in you. You got the Rodney Dangerfield thing. Are you excited about doing a live podcast? Because, you always tried your hand in comedy. You sold scripts in this town.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's always an honor to work with you anywhere. To get a comedy job, right? If I say, I just did a show with who's that Cuban comedian? Joe Diaz. Oh, no kidding, no, but sure we can use you. You got a big name, okay? So I try to leverage your name so I can get a job, okay?
You're a fucking savage. I love you. And you have no, do you know what you want to talk about this Tuesday? Any of the stories we talked about before about the little boy, I mean, your boxing career, anything about Sinatra? I mean, like I said, you have a thousand fucking stories, so.
Yeah, that was funny. I was fighting in Madison Square Garden, if you want me to tell that. I was fighting, and they called me up. Paisanos called me up and said they had a kid that they want, that they want to go to distance. So I fight this guy in the garden, and I'm blocking, slipping, sliding, but I'm not throwing no punches because that's what the deal is. Anyways, and Sinatra walks in with a guy named Jelly Rizzo. They sit down and said, isn't this the kid that, he goes, this is the kid that fought Vito went to Fermo in Vegas. He goes, we talked to this kid. He goes, well, my mom's kid, it looks like he's handcuffed. So he sent the guy Jilly ringside and found out that I was doing something for the Bull and from New York. And he goes, I never liked that guy. He goes, tell the kid, go win. Go win. Tell the kid. So he come to me in the seventh, the fifth round. And he says, kid, win. I said, just gave him five rounds. My corner went berserk. I went out the sixth round. I hit him a shot. He went flying, right? And I started banging away. And all of a sudden, we clinched. I looked ringside. And there's the Bull. I'm going to kill you right here, you motherfucker. I said, why don't they make up their minds? I didn't know they weren't together. Anyways, I come down the stretch and I get a draw. I don't lose. And Sinatra, I'm in my dressing room. It was always hilarious. Sinatra, they bang on my door. And all of a sudden the guy comes in. He goes, kid. It was Jilly and another guy. He says, kid, he goes, Sinatra wants to see. I said, yeah, tell him my limo's on the other side of the garden. I got to get the hell out of here, right? All of a sudden, this guy that I knew, he's a pretty serious guy, comes in and goes, the guy wants to see you. I said, I'll be right there. I said I wasn't coming. Right? Anyways, we go to this place called the Waldorf Astoria. I always forget the name. The Waldorf Astoria to the top floor of the Waldorf Astoria. We walk in, there was these big doors. They opened the French doors, a big suite. He's sitting at a grand piano with his tie open, put a drink on the piano, and to the right was his wife, Barbara, and blonde lady. And there was another guy named Irving Cutler that sat there. He was one of the band members. He goes, what are you doing? I said, what are you doing with a guy? I said, buddy, you have no idea. Right? So it took me... They took me to Palm Springs to his house, and the strangest thing happened when I was in his house. I finally realized how the other half lives. So it was Friday night. Excuse me, it was Monday night. And he says, it's Monday Night Football. He goes, what hot dog? What kind of hot dogs do we want? Right? So he sent one of the guys to the store in Palm Springs to get some hot dogs for the Monday Night Football. And he didn't like them. So he sends his private jet to Los Angeles hot dogs that he wanted. When he put the hot dogs on the table, I felt like a desperado. I wanted to dive in 87 of them because they had to be worth, but the jet fuel, right, like $150 each. I swear to God, I couldn't believe it. He sent the friggin' jet to pick up hot dogs.
That's fucking amazing.
With the jet fuel and everything, those hot dogs had to be worth $150 each.
You even took one to go. You stole one.
I was shocked.
You tried to pawn one the next fucking week at old fucking hot dog. Vinny, I'm looking forward to this Wednesday night. We're going to do this up at the Ice House in Pasadena. Call up now, 626-577-1894. Not you, Vinny. You don't have to call. You get them for free.
Okay.
All right, cocksucker. I love you. I'll see you Wednesday. Thank you for calling, brother.
Okay, I'll see you, man. Bye. Bye.
I love you. We're going to have a fucking great time Wednesday with this guy. This guy's got 9 hours of story. If you're in the area, you know anybody, call them. You don't want to miss it. This is our first real live podcast. It's like an event. Bring reefer, bring explosives. If you got a pair of Lindsay's underwear, bring them. Leave them to sniff them. You sniff your roommate's undies.
No, I haven't sniffed her.
What the fuck are you waiting for?
She's a woman.
She's so fucking cute.
Yeah, she's a great girl, but I can't fucking. She's living here.
So what? And I would sniff her undies and sniff where the asshole is to see if she farts like the filter just to prepare you. That's how I want you to start practicing. I don't want you. Listen, if this black chick's gonna fart in your face, but she's getting pissed already. She thinks this is bullshit. What am I gonna do? So you might have to do it Wednesday night. So that's how it'll be a special treat.
I feel a cold coming on.
A cold? You gotta be the fucking co-host, cocksucker. And it's not gonna be live on Ustream. We're gonna tape it and put it on. So we're gonna have a podcast Wednesday morning for you to get your day started, and we're gonna have a podcast for you Wednesday night, which will probably be put on that weekend or something. Lee's fucking busy, starting a new job. Lee's a fucking. And I'm very proud of him. Lee, we got to get some Diet Cokes. I'm burping too much from this Pepsi. You know?
It changes?
They're putting aspartame or some shit in this. And remember, as always, I'll be at the South... What is it? The South Beach Comedy Festival. Sponsored by Comedy Central. Tickets are online. Like I said, they give me one fucking show, but if I get halfway in, they'll give me another one. I know you motherfuckers, the people in Miami, and the people we deal with, we're not like fucking planet motherfuckers. We live by the day. We live by today, and I appreciate this, but this time I need a favor. I need for you to get tickets so they had the second show, so I'm down there in Miami 2 days. I go to Potosaga. We can smoke some dope. You know what I'm saying? You can show me your wife's titties. Some guy fucking in Sacramento made his wife show me the fucking titties and asked me if she wanted her to touch my cock. It was tremendous. People are fucking crazy. I was so fucking embarrassed. If he wasn't there, I'd let her suck my fucking helmet, but no, I'm just teasing you guys. It was a great episode today, Lee. I loved it. We talked about some shit, and I want people to know you don't have to be fearful of nothing, man. If you want to do it, fucking go for it. Email Lee. He loves when you get emails and shit.
Facebook, Twitter.
Email me. Don't forget, look, every fucking, you know, I'm a fat fuck. I'm not dieting like Lee, but I work out really hard. The problem is, you could work out like fucking Jesus Christ. If you don't maintain your diet, it just sucks. You know what I'm saying? So you have to really stay on your diet. Before you do any workout, go to a doctor. See if you're even built for it. Maybe there's a problem. Like, I got to go for a 50-year checkup. I got to do something different. They called me from Kaiser the other day. I swear to God, that's my co-insurance company. That's my wife's insurance company.
Okay.
I'm driving, and they call me out of the blue. I'm like, Jose, how you doing? This is your physician from Kaiser. And I'm like, Kaiser, this is a joke. And they're like, we'd like for you to come in. They didn't say it this way, but they're like, to shit in a cup so we could examine your shit. You're getting to be 50.
Oh, my God.
So I've been scared there's something wrong with my asshole lately. I thought it was a joke because they said something else except you shit in a cup and you bring it in or whatever. I don't want to shit in a cup. That's embarrassing. I'm fucking 50 years old, shit in a fucking cup. I'll shit in your yard. You want to pick it up and scoop it up. That's your fucking predicament. But shit in a cup, that's disgusting.
You get the.
And I even told the lady, I go, is this a joke? I mean, you know, I'm a comedian. And she goes, no. I go, aren't even my primary doctor. It's really sad. So I'll call them and set an appointment up. I'm going to call Sam and set something up for the week after Holy Week. Once my wife gets back and shit. I've been taking out too much fucking blood lately. They're going to suck me fucking dry. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to have no fucking blood left. But go to onnit.com after that. I've been doing the Bone thing again.
Strong bone again.
And since I've been traveling a lot, I've been taking the immune tech.
Yeah.
And I feel like a fucking $1 million. I really do. That shit is hard. And I break that workout up into 20 minutes on the bike, 20 on the treadmill, and 20 on the elliptical. Dog, it fucking kills me.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my joints. So I've been doing the strong bone again. Onnit's making some great stuff. They just released the kettlebell line. You can't get those with 10% discount on those. But for any other Onnit products, go to the box, put in the word church, get 10% off, get on the email list. They'll give you specials. They'll send you a t-shirt, shit like that, that you can't get from anybody else. Onnit works, people.
And if you don't like typing, you can just go to joeydiaz.net. There's a banner for Onnit. There's a banner for Amazon, and you can get all your tickets.
There you go. Who the fuck do you think you're dealing with? South Beach Comedy Festival, April fucking 19th. I'm going to be in Austin. Did you know that?
I didn't know you were in Austin.
Fuck yeah. The first week of May, I'm going to be at Austin at the Cap City Comedy Club. I'm going back to Long Island, back to Long Island, back to Long Island. May 18th, I'm going to Lexington, Kentucky.
Oh, you're
going to Philadelphia this year in the summer.
Holy
I'm
shit.
Going. I'm coming to see you, motherfuckers. So somebody call me, Philly ain't selling tickets yet. Hold on, cocksucker. We're coming. Dead Squad Harlem, we're fucking coming. I'm telling you.
You got to lose weight for the barbecue and the cheesesteaks.
Oh, my God.
Now, let me ask you this one thing before I let you go. You're going to Philly. I've been to Philly. I've had the cheesesteaks. I've only had it with the, it's not mozzarella, what provolone. The cheese whiz freaked me out. Do you get it with the cheese whiz or get it with the provolone?
I don't like cheese whiz. What are we, in prison?
Because the provolone, oh, God, I love that. And I like it when it's a little bit, the steak's a little bit crispy.
Okay, let me tell you what I'm going to take you.
What are you going to wear?
Fuck Marty Morton's. I'm going to take you to Vine in Hollywood.
Okay.
To Steak Depot for a cheese steak with steak fries.
Oh.
Who loves you? Who talks to you like Uncle Joey?
I think I might pass out. I love steak fries.
With some fucking crystal hot sauce, a little bit on the cheesesteak, a little bit on the fries.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've been craving one of those lately. But you have to get it. We'll go together and we'll get the foot long just to knock us out. Then you get home and fart. When you go there, you leave there, your clothes stink.
Oh, yeah, they have
like
to.
Like that grease and shit. Oh, it's delicious. I love steak. And they're expensive. They're $15-$20 for a sandwich, but they don't fuck around.
Well, then it's worth it, yeah.
They don't fuck. That's what you want, Lee. They don't fuck around. You want the best fucking meat. You don't want to be eating a kangaroo. Next thing you know, you're speaking like some fucking like Russell Crowe and Gladiator. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
You don't want that shit. No, I'm taking care of you, Lee. Terrible. No more. No more, Lee. You got to take good care. No more California pizza kitchen.
What's wrong
no
with
more.
This
no more. No more.
I looked it up. It's lettuce. It's tomatoes. It's a little corn salsa. Some chicken. And I can get the dressing
How
on the side.
How many calories?
I didn't see that. I don't know.
Wait till you see that dressing.
I can get the dressing on the
and
side.
And I know you're like me. You want to bathe it in there. If you could, you're a little chubby fuck. You bathe it all over yourself, don't you? When you're eating chicken wings, you put the blue cheese on your face. Don't you? Who you fucking think you're dealing with, dog? That sauce is what kills you.
Yeah.
I'm the king of it. There's a place over here. It's Coyote.
Okay.
Where you go as a woman if you're in labor and you eat the salad and they guarantee you'll have the kid in 48 hours. LA Times, Playboy, but they make a delicious fucking chopped salad with lettuce, pepperoni, mozzarella cheese.
Oh.
I have it without the black olives. I know it's delicious, but when I go home and put the points in, it's like 10 fucking points for a salad. Your salad should not be 10 points.
That's true, yeah.
I'm just trying to help you out, bro. Yeah. If you want to Weight Watchers, they're going to tell you the same thing.
Yeah.
So now I go and I tell them to omit the mozzarella or omit the pepperoni, and that's not bad. I like a little cheese in there for you know.
A little flavor, yeah.
And that's it. It's a beautiful fucking week. So I gave you the dates. What else? We got the Ice House Wednesday night with Vinny Curto. Telling stories about Sinatra, Sammy the Bull. It's an event, people. It's up to you. What the fuck? You going to stay home and watch Dancing with the Stars and some people jumping up and down you don't give a fuck about? Or you come sit with Uncle Joe? I think they're $10 tickets. Who are you kidding? All right? That's it. That's all I got to tell you. It's get out there. It's Monday. We love you. What are we going to close up with here, Lee?
Tell me if you want to change it. But since we're having Vinny Curto on and he spent some time with Sinatra, I have Come Fly With Me. You want to do something else?
Are you fucking serious?
I don't know, dude.
Are we fucking 80 now? We got to end with something good. Give me something. Even Back to the Motel. Something.
Okay.
Wednesday, 6 a.m. We'll see you then, cocksuckers. It's a beautiful day to be alive. Munchies, lollipops. Eat somebody's pussy today. The world is yours. Hit it, Lee. Subscribe to the podcast. We're down at like number fucking 2,000. What's wrong with you cocksuckers? Subscribe today. We gotta get up there. We gotta get up to like number fucking 8 or something like that. I love you guys. Have a great day. Be safe. Uncle Lee, tell these motherfuckers you love them. Give them a kiss.
Love you guys.
Let me see you wiggle for Uncle Joy Lee. What? Drop it like a motherfucker that you are. In it, get it, think. suck it, you fucking filthy animal. Oh yeah, where's Rose? Ooh, thinking about you, Rose, you dirty. Ooh, hit it. Oh shit, it's Lee doing the wiggle for Papa. If you're gonna burn calories, Lee, you gotta keep waiting.
All right.
Let me see. Ooh. Oh, yeah, fuck it. In the F train,
but wait a minute. We see gotta get the stove, man. I got to get some gum and some Tic Tacs, two tall cans and a packet of Blackjacks. We got the goods, now we're heading for the whole damn. There goes the telly, so fella won't just slow down. Park the ride in the front like a sick one, just in case we gotta bust a quick one. Lock the load, let's go look for like 118, but lay low, cause I really don't wanna be seen. Is this the room? Oh yeah, that's the right one. I got the black rod and you got the white one. So hit the light, man, I just might, man, try and throw this thing all night and get her so sprung that she'll drop some mail so I can cut to